You're listening to season two of Real Talk with Megan Luscombe. I'll be your coach for the duration of the podcast. So settle in and let's smash it out. Hello. We are going to be talking about comparison today because comparison fucking sucks. It is the ultimate thief of joy. It is the Grinch at Christmas. It is a cruel form of self-betrayal. And the thing is, we actively do it to ourselves. We do it by putting someone or something against us in a comparative way, obviously. We see a business that's killing it and we automatically make the comparison that our business isn't killing it. We see someone in an outfit looking incredible and we compare what we're wearing and if we look as good to them. We scroll through social media and we see everybody's highlight reel and then we compare it to our lives. Are we as happy? Is our relationship as good? I think you get the point. Comparison sucks. It can spiral us out of control. It can cause us to give up on our dreams. It can cause us to not wear things we'd like. It can cause us to ruin perfectly good relationships. And it can do a lot of things. That's the point I'm trying to make anyway. There's a pretty high chance a comparative thought is going to hit your brain at some point in the future, even if you don't want it to. And I want to give you some tips of how to step out of the comparison trap when it creeps in. So, here are four of my tips to help you stop comparing yourself. Starting with number one, focus on the person in the mirror, aka you, and embrace radical self-acceptance. This means watering your own grass and looking at your own life only. If you're looking at another person all the time, or other people, or another business, you're not spending enough time watering your own damn grass and taking care of what's important, which is you. When we look in the mirror to see ourselves, we remind ourselves of self-care and self-nurture. We start recognizing the things that we are achieving and the things we're working towards. We start appreciating the person who's looking back at us, and we start becoming really, really, really proud. And that is what radical self-acceptance is all about. How do you do this? Each day, I want you to take a moment to recognize how far you've come on your life, business, relationship journey. Write down your achievements and the things that you've slayed thus far in life. Add to that list as much as you want. And at the end of every month, check back on it. Make this a routine where you regularly do it. You can also start creating affirmations of self-acceptance, self-praise, perhaps starting with something like, I will not compare myself to someone else because I am watering my own grass. Something like that. Number two, limit yourself on social media if you notice it's negatively impacting you. That means going through all of the people or businesses you follow and seeing if they, and I quote the legendary Kondo herself here, spark joy. If they don't, unfollow. If you'd like to keep following, but limit what you see, mute the account. If the people, person, business you follow on social media are causing you to jump into comparative thoughts, ask yourself how come. How do you do this? Grab a piece of paper and write down the accounts you follow that you compare yourself with. What is making you compare? Are you comparing in a positive or negative way? A positive comparative thought would be one that motivates you to be a better you. A negative comparative thought would be one that makes you feel bad or doubt yourself or your business or your relationship, etc. If you find that it's more leaning towards the negative thoughts, it's probably time to unfollow. Number three, stop saying should have statements. Statements like these focus purely on the things we don't have or things we haven't done, and they more often than not make us feel really, really shitty. I want you to replace these statements when you go into comparative thoughts. How do you do this? Instead of saying I should have done A, B, C, say I want to do that and I will. You might also realize that you didn't actually want to do the thought you're comparing yourself to, which in that case, you might instead say, I didn't want to do that, so this comparative thought is not warranted. Number four, and my final tip, ask yourself if the comparison you're making is serving you positively. Yep, it sounds exactly like what I've just said. If you're having a comparative thought, is it positively serving you? So how do you do this? Write down the thoughts you've got when it comes into your head regarding comparison and answer them. Dig a little deeper into what's actually going on in your head. Are your thoughts demonstrating a lack of self-confidence and an abundance of self-doubt? Because if so, holler at me and book a session already. The bottom line is that comparison is only beneficial if we are able to do it through a positive lens, as in when we have the thoughts, we don't allow them to negatively take away from us or cause us to bring negativity to someone else. I hope all of that makes sense, and I really hope it helps. Because for now, that's it from me. Till next time. Bye. Follow me on Instagram at @MeganLuscombe_. If you'd like to get in touch to see how we could work together, visit my website at www.meganluscombe.com.au.